You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Apologize. I was trying to make sure.
Oh, he didn't get chatty?
Oh, sources.
Lord.
Oh, this is real because I was in a break right now, too. Okay, so you go ahead.
Adam Schefter reports the 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy are finalizing a five-year $265 million contract. Obviously, more details are going to be coming up, but it's just that's just the tweet. So.
265 divided by 5 is 53 for those wondering.
53 mil. Let me hold it down.
Well, I don't get Schefter alerts anymore, but shout out Tom Pelissero. It looks like he was first.
Schefter didn't cite him.
Of course he didn't. I'll read Pelissero's tweet. Brock Purdy, 5 years, 265, 181 guaranteed, 165 in the first 3 years of the new deal.
It's your guy.
Let's go, baby.
It's your boy.
Let's go. Let's go, 13. Let's go, 13.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Brock, the truth, bro. The truth. The truth. He's as good as they could do.
What a little whole tweet right from now. Schefter, too. He got a, like Schefter didn't, like, no graphic, no nothing, just ESPN sources. Wow. Meanwhile, Tom had all the details. He basically just said Brock Purdy signed. Man, that's whack. This game is filthy. These dudes live a dirty, dirty life, man. 5 years, 265 for Brock Purdy, 181 in total guarantees, 165 in the first three new years of a deal. That's an interesting way of phrasing it right there.
What was
first 3 years of a deal, the first three new years. So
that probably means
I'm trying
those
to math
close to like guaranteed as possible.
I'm trying. No, that is guaranteed. What I'm trying to math is the signing bonus that I assume he'll get the second finger touches iPad, pen touches paper, or whatever it is. Because it's not going to affect his salary this year. He's going to make $7 this year or whatever he makes. Yeah. But he's going to get a nice little check to go along with that.
Here's a check to go with
and that. And Brock's situation was different because I think Brock got a signing bonus in the first year because his deal was over. And I think he got like $90 million the second he signed. Brock's number's going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
Like the amount of money he's going to get as that signing bonus, I think is going to be, I think it's going to be upwards of $60 million, but that I'm trying to look at the first, that could be off. Somewhere around there, maybe. Shout out Tom Pelissero for actually breaking the news.
Actually doing his job.
This feels about right. What was, the number was always 50, because that was Trevor Lawrence and Tua, right?
So here it is.
Point one behind Tua.
Yeah.
Two is 53.
It's 60. So your boy is still at 60. Burrow's at 55. Josh Allen's at 55. Jordan Love is at 55. Trevor Lawrence is at 55. Tua Tagovailoa is at 53.1. Brock Purdy is at 53. Jared Goff is at 53.
You gave him a discount.
I thought it would be higher.
You gave me a discount because I would look at Lawrence and Love and be like, not a penny lower.
Yeah. I thought it would be 55.1.
Yeah. That's what I would look at Love, Lawrence, and Tua and be like, not a penny lower.
I don't think you gave him a discount. That's what we were saying the whole time.
It's probably
not enough to fight over. I mean, it's you're talking. So this is what I'm. The 161 is a 165 right out the gate is a great number.
Yeah.
The 181 over three. That's real money.
That's not going anywhere. You gotta get that.
Yeah, that's real.
Money.
That is real money. Like this is a flex. Mm-hmm. I'm the fifth highest paid quarterback. Great. Your guarantees are where it's at.
Yes.
And those guarantees look like good numbers to me.
If I'm looking at this correctly.
Schefter screaming, someone give me a graphic.
But I'm looking at this correctly. The 181 guaranteed is higher than Tua. Tua's at 167. He got 167 guaranteed.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers that matter.
Yeah, 181.
I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence. Let's see what his guarantee.
Jags better do something this year, man.
He got 142 fully guaranteed.
Brock got 181.
Yeah.
Brock's winning this regardless of what the average annual value says.
While we're here.
And it's also very clear that the NFL sees Dak Prescott's contract as an anomaly. He is not.
And that's
it's not Deshaun Watson, but. It's the second best thing.
Right. And I never looked at, like how I talk about Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Tua, like not a dollar less. Even though I think Brock Purdy is just as good, if not better, and more accomplished than Dak Prescott, I never would have looked at his contract and been like, not a penny less than Dak. Like, different, bro. They're doing some other stuff over there.
Yeah. And that's something that his representatives have to know, too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're not... This isn't real.
Right. Good faith negotiation.
We're not going to do this. Yeah. Like Jerry put himself in a tough spot and, you know, this is just where we are.
I love Jerry Jones.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the conversation.
Where did it come from?
Kenny, we're talking about Brock Purdy. Yeah, control yourself.
Come on, man.
Was he at Morton's or something? Jeez.
Well, you know, I do like to go to Morton's every now and then, have that Cajun ribeye. But the money that I gave Dak Prescott, that was based off the fact that I want to win a Super Bowl so bad. It's just one of those things where if Dak would learn how to slide a second or two earlier or not throw interceptions in the divisional round, then maybe I could get there. But I'm believing in him, and I'm going to give who's the wide receiver. I got George Pickens. I'm going to give him more money and sign him before I sign Micah.
Jerry, meet Kenny Caraway.
I love Jerry Jones.
Get
that drop out of here.
I love how you said it. I love Jerry Jones.
That's drop out of here.
Emphatically, too.
Come on, man. Get that drop somewhere. to also follow up on what we're talking about, Jordan Love. 160.3 guaranteed. So to your point, Brock cleared all those guys.
He cleared every single one of them.
Yeah.
Go back to
they got the higher.
What's Rapoport got?
AAP
for us?
AAB
average annual value.
They've got that higher, but the guaranteed Brock got them all, which is fair. That's fair. Hey, we beat NFL Network. They just now put it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
We beat them. Somebody
I couldn't figure out like what I kept thinking. What is Kenny looking at? Like he's really like intensely looking.
Look, I cited my source three times.
So I glanced at my phone.
I ain't looking at them no more.
I wasn't getting chatty.
I guess X turned off. I have alerts set for the big dogs, and As soon as you said Schefter, I'm like, oh no, oh no, I didn't get the. I'm thinking, oh God. And then Jesse was like, no, I got it. Yep. Like, okay. All right.
Yeah, I saw the chatty house having murmurs. I was like, I ain't listening to nothing y'all got to say.
I seen it too. I didn't want to check my phone.
DeMar DeRozan. Kenny Damas. Oh, man.
You know, I said, oh, wait a minute.
Wait. Yeah.
They got me one time on, I don't have Twitter. I don't be on Twitter like that, but NBA Central or whatever that one is, they got me on there. They got me one time. I was hitting up Deuce and all types of people like, Deuce, did you see this? They're like, Leezy.
Oh.
Like, you need to learn how to read, Leezy. And so after that, I was just like, I'm off Twitter. I'm not on there because I was getting bad news.
Is Schefter playing dirty?
What's up?
What do you do?
Schefter put those average annual values up that we put at 53.1.
Yeah.
I don't know this, but did he include next year? Because when I think Brock makes like $5 million, because Pelissero says he'll make 55 a year over the first 3 years of the new deal. Normally, the deals get inflated on the final two.
They front it.
Is Schefter dirty macking because he didn't get the scoop? So he threw in next year to make it look worse than it actually is?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't know. Oh, that game is filthy. Oh, my God. The reporter game is filthy.
I would not put it past him.
This man, good for Brock Purdy. Like, don't let this story get lost on you. That man received a $77,000 signing bonus as the last pick of the draft.
Let's go.
We joke about the amount of money he made. I think he was due $5 million next year. Like, he legitimately has not made a lot of money in his career whatsoever. He's in California. He's in San Francisco. You can cut that well in half. And he's the starting quarterback for one of the most prestigious franchises in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if Pelissero had it or Schefter put it up, but his first contract versus his second contract is pretty amazing.
What is it, like 4 years, $3.7
million? I don't remember. I think Schefter's nasty. 3.74 million. 4 years, $3.74 million. His second contract is 5 years, $265,000.
Shout out Brock Purdy, man. Like I said,
crazy.
I think this is what should have been done.
Yep.
One of the things that I used to, you know, always think about, because you're always worried about, like, are they gonna. What kind of games are they going to play with Brock Purdy and trying to sign him and all this other stuff? They've been preparing for this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Every deal around that team has almost been all based on clearing space, being prepared to be able to sign Brock Purdy and still be competitive in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they got it done now.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they got it done now. This doesn't go into in the training camp or anything else like that. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. And look who popped in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here, Jay Stahl in here talking about, I love to see it. I was hoping he'd get paid more. Jay Stahl, he about to light y'all up when he see y'all. He about to light the Rams up, you heard me? On Thursday Night Football and when you come to Levi Stadium. Brock about to light them boys up.
Did you just turn into Cajun Kenny?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, the accent going. No, that's good for Brock, man. Good, going for being good, Mr. Good Irrelevant. No, everything he's accomplished. Yeah, man. Brock, he earned his.
Strong cash flow for Brock Purdy, who had been due 5.3 in the last year of his rookie deal. That seems to be worth more than his actual contract. I wonder why that is. All right, Eddie Gonzalez joins us next. Great job as always, Leezy. We'll see you at Concerts in the Park tonight. Yes. And we'll be back with more Stilo and Casey. Poor Kyle Madsen. He's just trying to enjoy his buddy's graduation.
Yeah.
Probably ran to the car, got the laptop, and got back to work.
Poor Kyle.
Kyle was dipping out. I thought he was staying, and now look at this.
Stilo with KC on ESPN 1320. Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers agreed to a new contract. 5 years, $265 million, $181 million guaranteed over the course of that contract for Brock Purdy. There will be no training camp holdout. There will be no nonsense carrying far too long into postseason stuff. Brock Purdy's deal is done. Now the San Francisco 49ers can move forward and prepare for the upcoming season.
Hey, man, this is the guy. This is the guy for right now. Is he good enough to win a Super Bowl? I think he is. He got you to the Super Bowl. But the whole you need players around them. Yes, yes, of course. Yes, you need players around them. That's fine. Like, the job doesn't stop when you get a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the argument.
Job gets harder.
Yeah. You can make the argument that Lamar or Josh haven't won anything because they don't have players around them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're great. That doesn't mean they're not great quarterbacks. They need help. They need guys to take some of the workload off, whether it's a good running back or a good offensive line or a good wide receiver, tight end, whatever. Like, yeah,
there's always an out.
Going to need more players. Yes,
there's always an out when you have a bad quarterback.
Yes,
like there's right. always an. Yeah, this ain't got the quarterback, man.
Right.
Can do it. But when you got the quarterback, boy, that's you better find the running back that can help him out. You better find the offensive line that can protect him. You better find the receiver that could catch his deep passes. You better find that tight end who can bail them out, you know, across the middle when you desperately need two yes. yards on third down. Like, there is so much more that you have to do when you have a franchise quarterback, and the San Francisco 49ers have theirs.
Yes. And like I said, is he perfect? No, there's things he's got to get better at, he's got to work on. But that's the other thing that you do when you sign with somebody, especially that young. You trust that they're going to continue to get better. You don't sign them saying they're a finished product or, you know, this is as good as they're going to be, at least at this point in their career, right? Like, you're signing them thinking that they're going to continue to do the things they did to get to that point and try to exceed that as well. So I'm ecstatic. I think this was the right deal. This has always been the move to make. I'm glad they got it done early. They ain't a mess around. The other telltale sign was the re-signing of George Kittle. And also, I think at that mini camp, Brock was there. Yep. That could have been just a good faith thing as well.
But absolutely.
I thought that was also like, hey, we're going to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably good faith on both parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're trying to get this done. This isn't a situation like ones that we've had in the past where this is our number one priority. And it's been clear. I think you said this a second ago. This has been the 49ers' number one priority. They've known that this was the move now for a while.
Right. Right.
And it got done. And that's important because sometimes with the 49ers, you're not really sure. You're not really sure if it's going to get done. You're not sure why it's taking so long to get done. But it's done.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy will be a San Francisco 49er for the next 5 years, and he'll be a significantly wealthier man than he was about an hour ago.
Because
I ain't seen the signing bonus number, but I know it's there. My man deserves it.
Do we want to guess what the signing bonus number is? Do we want to guess here, and then I can get a point if I'm right?
No.
Well, I'm gonna get.
Well, yeah, you know, I'll go along with it. Like, see. I'm trying to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it like this.
So what
I'm gonna go Jordan Love. I got Jordan Love right here.
Okay. Okay.
He got a $75 million signing bonus, more or less. 75.5, more or less.
So I got. Oh man.
I'm gonna actually say less.
I'm gonna say more.
Yeah.
Jordan Love got seven. This is one of the most unique situations, I think, in NFL history. So Jordan Love got that $75 million on a 4-year, $220 million contract. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff got a $73 million signing bonus.
Mm.
He's in the same vicinity. We saw the number, what was it, 181 over the first 3 years? Of
181 guaranteed, 165 over the first.
165, thank you. 165 over the first 3 years of the contract. So let's run some math here real quick. I don't know if you have these tweets in front of you. I think it was 165 over the first 3 years of the new contract.
Yes.
So that's 55 per. I'm going. Nah, I'm going more than 75 million.
Mm.
I'm going more than 75 million.
Okay. I think it's going to be around like 70 to 72.
Okay.
So I'm going to go less.
Okay. I'm going to go more, and I think he's flirting with 80.
Woo. Woo. Man.
And I demand that we get this number today.
Yeah. Is this, well, it is.
It'll be way too early for Florio to have it, but.
I was about to ask a question, but it's easy. Like, I can answer it for you. I was going to say, is this one of the great stories in the history of the NFL? Mr. Irrelevant becomes a top five paid quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's crazy. Like, we've talked about this before. The only other one that I can think of, because Brady was sixth round, but he was still sixth round, Kurt Warner.
And then he went on to be the great.
Well,
know.
Yeah, that so took it to a whole nother level. But Kurt Warner. I mean, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, Kurt Warner's another.
Out of the NFL, you know, the whole
they say working at a grocery store.
And becomes a Super Bowl champ and a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, it feels like those three are the ones that come to mind. Brady, Warner, and now Brock Purdy.
I'm
damn,
glued.
I wish you would have won that Super Bowl. Damn.
I'm glued to Pro Football Talk now moving forward just to see if more details come out on this contract. Brock Purdy got more than Justin Herbert.
As he should. I think this is the way that I think about the Brock Purdy negotiations and the contract. I think what you've been able to achieve and accomplish in this in your short time should matter. You know,
absolutely.
Justin Herbert is a talented quarterback, but he hasn't won in the big moments the way Brock Purdy has. And if we're being fair about it, and it seems like the 49ers were, it's not, oh, he only won because he had all the weapons. Like, no, he was a quarterback. Like, we had other quarterbacks in there with the same type of weapons, and it was more of a struggle. Like, he added to – he was a weapon himself in that treasure trove of weapons that the 49ers had on the offensive end. So, they did right by Brock Purdy. They did right by him. I'd love to hear stories about how the negotiations went, and if it was an easy negotiation or – everything was fair. They had to, you know, have some strife here and there. But at the end of the day, they did right by Brock Purdy, and I like to see that for that organization.
Yeah, just looking at the other numbers, like Jalen Hurts was 51 average annual value. Lamar is 52. Let's click this button. Deshaun's 230 is crazy.
Oh, man.
Because Josh Allen is second at 147.
Uh-huh.
That's comedy.
147
guaranteed.
Man, is he up for a contract soon? Or did he just sign one?
6 years. No, it ends in 2023. It's 2023. It ends in 2030. What year? My guess is they'll probably go renegotiating. It started this year. And my guess is they'll start the renegotiation process in 2028. Mm. Normally, when you see like a 4 year deal, 5 year deal, something like that, throw the last 2 years out.
Yeah.
If it's a quarterback, throw the last 2 years out. If it's any other position, I would look at that third year real closely. I'd look at that third year really, really closely. Unless you're Amari Cooper, then you sign a $100 million contract where you're basically just year to year.
Look at next year.
Yeah, it's just look at the fine print on that joint. Lamar, 135 guaranteed at signing. Practical guarantee, 185. That's where you're just getting into too many words.
And Lamar signed before last year?
Lamar Jackson signed in 2023. He's up. His contract expires in 2027, which leads me to believe next offseason we're in the business of a new Lamar Jackson contract.
Mm. Do you think what happens this year with the Ravens weighs in on what Lamar is going to get? Or is he a made man?
I don't think so. I think he's a made man. He nearly won his third MVP.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree with you, but yeah. It gets funny.
Let's bring in our man, Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie, we thought you might be at the Garden, man. We thought you might be might be preparing for game
Come on,
six.
Man. Hey, man. Hop on the train,
look
man.
At you, look at the
Hop
way
Hop on the train,
look
baby.
At the way your boy
yeah,
is
I
dressed.
Mean, we going to 7th Ave tonight, boy.
He got his gear on. I didn't even expect that, man.
He looks ridiculous. You can say it.
That was game three. I went to game three. I had a good time. Nice blowout. A lot of fun.
Chill.
I skipped game four at the last minute. And I'm really happy I didn't, because I don't know how I would have reacted in the arena and with all that going on with Tatum. And, you know, happy he's feeling better now. I know he met up with the team today and all that stuff. But, nah, not today. I think I'm going to be at Barclays tomorrow for the tip-off.
There you go.
That's a real good move.
Yeah,
moment.
There you go.
That was heartbreaking to see, man.
Yeah.
That was
We were watching it, like, for real, like, it, leaving our KSFM show. We're, like, standing on the stairway of the building, leaving, watching this happen, damn near in tears, like walking out the door, like, yo, not Tatum too. Like, you can't be serious. Like, that was a weird one that seemed to just that was gutting, man.
Yeah, man. It was I was on stream, which I kind of wish I wasn't, but I was streaming the game because I was excited. And mind you, he was on the way to 50 points.
Oh, he's
on the way to hopefully, you know, tying the series up. And when it happened so fast, and it happened such a weird play. Like, I thought he turned his ankle. And you don't see the replay for another couple of minutes. And then as soon as you see the replay that there's no contact, you just like, no, instantly. Like, oh, man. And I was the same way, man. I was emotional. I mean, it seemed like everybody was. Like, you're never expecting a major injury like that to any player. But a dude like that who, you know, he just loved the game. He don't bother nobody. And he was going all out. It sucks to happen in that moment. You know, I shot him a couple messages that was like, you know, hey, keep your head up, all that good stuff. And one of them I had said, hey, I know you're effed up, but, you know, you get there. You know, this is day by day. And when he finally hit me back, finally got back on his phone, first thing he said was, you know what? I am effed up. this one is no good, man. But he's tearing up. I think he's headed back home tonight. And the long road to recovery. But yeah, if anybody could do it, it's going to be that guy.
You know, you don't want to see that to happen to anybody. But I know people get their jokes off and, you know, they talk about stealing catchphrases and all this other stuff. But you would know as good as anybody. He seemed like such a good guy, like a good man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like you said, all he ever does out there is go out there, play basketball, try to play it at a high level, try to win, be a good teammate, all this other stuff. And in the midst of, I say, only the Milwaukee game 6 a few years ago with a better playoff game than what we were seeing at that time. In that Knicks game, he was having one of his playoff performances of all time. And to see him go down in a heap like that, like I say, it was heartbreaking because he's like such a good, good man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For that moment was tough.
Man, I mean, we've been talking about his performances all year. We got real like the 22 season when they actually went to the finals. So that's when we kind of got cool and close and always bouncing around talking about his performances and, you know, what he could do better. And when they're good, they're like, you know, damn, that was crazy. And so the story of this series starting off was he just wasn't it well. He just wasn't shooting it well. Obviously had the end of the game play game 2 where they converge on him and they get the steal out of his hand. And it's just like, man, I had texted him at that game. So like, you got to be better. He was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I have to be better. That's that, you know, nothing else. And before game 3, the night before, because I knew they got in town a day early, you know, I'm like, hey, what you on? Like, I'm outside. Man, I pull up on you or something. And he sent me a pic. He's just in the gym. Like, he just wants to hoop and hoop well. You know what I mean? So we're having these conversations about, you know, once the shots fall in, once you're in a rhythm, it's going to be different. You're going to go off. You're gonna this and this. And that was the game. That's what made it so like heartbreaking for me is like knowing that this is kind of the game he was waiting to have. And he's knocking down these big threes. He's hitting these big shots. The jumper looks great. He finally looks on his rhythm. I know they're down 9 after that dunk. I know. And, you know, the Knicks probably win that game. But 3 minutes in the NBA game is a long time with 9 points. But the point is, it just felt like, okay, he's arrived now. Like, he's over that rough patch. And now we're going to see JT be the best player in this series and one of the best players in the world. And then like that. And it's just like, it just sucks, man. But, you know, he's going to take his time. And hopefully at this age and, you know, he still got so much prime years left. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully we get right back to it after he gets healed up. Yeah.
The game. I felt good about the Celtics. The Celtics are champions. I felt good about game 5. I don't know how I feel tonight, though. What do you think about this one tonight at the Garden? The one thing I know, the Garden going to be crazy. We're going to see Spike Lee every 7 seconds. We're going to say, well, what's my Timothy Shout? What's
so
that?
So I don't know who
name?
That guy is.
Yeah, he's like
the guy with Gandhi, right?
He's big time. He's big time actor. Okay. He's
biggest actor in the world right now.
Yeah, really? Like he's
give
the
me
one.
A movie.
What they would just say? Dune? Yeah, Dune. That's what they was telling me to watch the other day.
Okay. He won Oscars for that.
Yeah,
he's Dune. The dude he's the guy with Kylie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to be celebrating like at tip off, but I'm not sold that the Celtics can't win.
No, like this is the thing about this team. They're very much so a rhythm team. They're very much the, you know, make and miss league team. Like, they are the team of that. So they could come out hot. They were up 20 points in the first 2 games in Boston. They were up big in game 4 as well. Like, they've in many ways, they've been the better team. They just haven't finished enough games. And they have that talent. They have the strategy that works. They just haven't been able to complete it each time. Now, I fully expected them to win game five. That's an emotionally charged game, and fully expected them to go out with their biggest punch because they are champions. They won a championship last year, and it's still a full team, even without someone as important as JT. Mm-hmm. Now, the weight tonight is way different, and it's a lot to carry, but there's some, we've seen 3-1s before, mm-hmm. and we know how this goes. You go back home, and this is New York City, and this is the Knicks, and this is the biggest game the Knicks have played in a quarter century. The pressure is on the Knicks because if they go home for game seven, this is a team that came down from 3-0 and went home for game seven. Tatum got hurt in that game as well against the Heat. But this is a team that's resilient. They've showed that over and over and over. They basically only played conference finals for the last 9 years. Mm-hmm. So if they go back home for game seven, let's say, just maybe, I wouldn't know, but let's say JT shows up. Mm-hmm. Just in the arena, just wants to be there. He's in the suite, whatever, wherever they put him. Mm. That's a tough game to win if you're the Knicks. So they have to get it done tonight. Hopefully Jalen Brunson isn't in foul trouble like he was in game five. I don't think that's why they lost the game. But, you know, their shooting has to come around as a team. They need great performances from all their guys. But the Celtics ain't worried about nobody. They're not scared of nobody. And I guarantee you they still think they're the best team right now.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I think about when people say the team that's up in game six, trying to close out and not go to game seven, all the pressure's on them. I get it. I understand. But I would always say, yeah, it, being the team that's down 3-2, yeah, pressure's on me too because my season could end. Like, yeah. I can have a bad game and my season's over as opposed to, yeah, they lose. They still got another opportunity. So I think, I say that to say, I think, there's pressure on both teams to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the things that I've thought about with the Knicks, and this is no disrespect to the Celtics because I do think they're a tough team, but part of the Knicks' strategy to a certain degree might be make sure you stay within striking distance because if it's close late, we're tougher mentally, yeah. Physically. We won't blink. And they'll start shooting threes and then it becomes a make or miss type of situation with them. But – I think they look at it as we get into them deep waters. It's crazy to say because the Celtics are champions mm-hmm. and deserving champions, but the Knicks believe if we get in them deep waters, we'll be okay. We just got to make sure we stay within range.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's about Jalen Brunson too.
That's true.
Like
too.
We can make the Clutch Player of the Year award, whatever, however prestigious we want it to be. But we've watched him time and time again in these playoffs, in the playoffs period, and in this series. If it's tight late, he's as dependable as they get. He's gonna find ways to score. He's gonna find ways to get shots, and he don't feel that pressure. Mm. He just shows up. He's getting buckets and he's making it happen. So I think that's a big part of it as well. And you know, at the end of the day, they know the other team don't got their best guy, and there's no mercy in this league. That's not how this league works. So we salute to JT and we tip our hat and we wish him well, but. Hey, it happens. And Draymond just went on the podium and said, well, they're not going to care that our guys are hurt. And we won titles when guys are hurt. Like, this is how it works. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Knicks are feeling confident, but we've never seen the Garden like this. Mm. You know, we've never seen the Garden like this. Not the modern Garden, you know, not this. And so I was there game three. A lot of tense energy, a lot of happy fans for about 10 game minutes. And then it was just tension. Tension, and no amount of Jenners or Bad Bunnies or Fat Joes or Spike Lees could fix that. Yeah. If they are down and if the Celtics are looking hot, it's just going to be tension in there all night. So I hope that's the game we get, though, because that's like the most entertaining version of these two games. And I just want not to be that person on Super Bowl Sunday, but I just want to see a good game, guys. I just want to see a good game.
What about Joe Budden? Will Joe Budden make a difference if he's there at the Garden?
Well, according to Fat Joe, he'll be in the Budden row, which is row two or three.
Man, that's tough.
Haven't you met Budden before, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought interesting I saw something.
Yeah. Very interesting guy. I'll put it like that. I mean, I think everybody's personality is like exponential when you're on camera. And so I'll say the Joe Budden I met was a little more calmer and less confrontational, but very interesting dude for sure.
Dude, we were talking about Jalen there a second ago, Brunson. He's got a killer instinct.
Yeah.
Do the Knicks? Because I don't think the dude, I don't think the Knicks, Knicks I don't think the Knicks is a team, dude. It's my beef with the Timberwolves. I don't think the Timberwolves are killers. Like, I just don't think they have that killer instinct. But I know Jalen does. I just wonder if the rest of them guys out there do.
I watch them, and like, I feel like they're buoyed by that, right? We've seen big fourth-quarter plays by Mikal Bridges, but it's like, I don't have to make the shot. Even in the last series, Karl Anthony Towns made some big shots. That was one game, though. I think part of it is just availability. Like, for lack of a better term, Jalen's a bit of a ball hog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But it's also because that's the best option for them. Right. But that's a motivated team, and that's a what I like about them is they're tough. Like, you know, not just because Josh Hart is bleeding the other night, but they play a physical brand of defense. They crash the boards. Like, they mean to be a physical team. And when Jalen, it seemed like all series, he hasn't really been doing too much foul baiting. He's a physical player himself, even at that small size. I look at the Celtics and go, man, where's the physicality with that team that plays 2 7-footers that, you know, should be a bigger, you know, more physical team. I see it that way. But are they dogs? I kind of agree with you on the Wolves. And it's interesting that everybody's so high on them right now, because
I mean,
I'm definitely looking at whoever wins that game seven on Sunday, like, they might got them.
Yeah, I don't like Minnesota.
Well, here's the thing. We'll see it. I said this at the beginning of the playoffs when I was feeling good about the Wolves. They're crazy. That's what I always try to call them. I said, they're crazy. But they'll look at the Thunder or the Nuggets. Like, oh, yeah, we got them. and believe it. Like, oh, we got.
One of them do.
Who?
Well, they beat them both. I mean, they beat them. I think they beat one of them last year, they didn't see the Thunder. But
I think
they should feel confident. They've scooted through the playoffs. They're healthy. They're motivated. They got Ant. But I just worry a little bit about the inconsistency of Ant. And I know everybody's riding high on him, and I love Ant like everybody else. But he didn't play great in the elimination game in round one. He didn't exactly have the best elimination game against the Warriors either. You know, it's up and down, but it's fine. It's worked out in their favor. They have a really great defense. But you're going to need the best series of his career, I think, in the next round. Because you look at the defenders that both of those teams have on the wings, whether he's seeing Christian Brown, who's been incredible all playoffs, or he's seeing all of the wings that the Thunder throw at you and throw at your guys, is going to be tough on him. And they're going to need the best version of him. This isn't the Lakers defense, which was probably the worst defense in the playoffs. This isn't the Warriors, who don't have their best guy and just don't have the firepower to match up with you. This is two champions, basically. This is one champion and one championship level team in the Thunder, and some of the best defenses in the league. All of their lack of shot creation, that's not bothering them right now, because it's fine. They're playing against Buddy Hield and they're playing against old Jimmy Butler. That's all going to hurt in the next series. That's why I think the other two teams, as long as they come out unscathed, yeah, they're going to be a little tired, but so will the Timberwolves. So I just favor them over them. The Wolves don't necessarily scare me just yet. Now, it could make me look stupid, put egg on my face, but I'm not all that concerned just yet.
I think the Wolves are going to the finals, but I'm going to use my man Eddie's line real quick. I'm like, here's it. Okay, see, they nice. There's a smell coming out of that locker room. No, Eddie. What's that smell, Eddie?
Man, that boy J-Dub.
What's that? I think he's talented, but this is two straight playoffs where he just kind of, you don't really know what you're getting from this guy. It's like, yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah, 3-16 with a chance to go to the conference finals is nasty. You miss a wide open three late. You're not really giving them nothing. Yeah, I missed a layup in transition that almost made me flip my TV over. You know, he's one of those players. I'm not a big fan. I haven't been a big fan. I know he has good court vision, but he feels like a product of this modern league where it's like, if you have the ball enough and you have enough spacing, you can kind of do something. When he made the All-Star team over Kyrie, about lost one of the league offices out here in Secaucus, another one in Manhattan. I damn near went and knocked on the door. I needed to know more. But it's just like, he's just not that level of player. And coming into the playoffs, everybody goes, all right, Shea's going to need his number two. And he's had a few games. The game they lost in overtime in this series, Shea scoreless in overtime, and J-Dub had a great game. That's it. And when we need you most, this is what we get. I was shocked watching that performance last night. And I'm looking down the rest of the roster. Chet had a great game. That was a winnable game for them. I'm impressed by Shea, especially what he did in game five. This is really – he's 27 years old. He's going to be 27 this summer. This is year seven. This is the time where he needs to start doing some of this stuff. So when he goes into that game, it's a tie series on the road at home and handles business, I'm like, okay, that's what you should do as a superstar. Game six was the complete opposite. I feel like they both let me down, and it's like, all right, what are y'all going to do? I'm trusting the Nuggets in game seven, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know what number 15 is going to pull up. I know if he gets a little help. You know what I said about game five? He just didn't get his Lu Dort stretch from any of those guys. Shea got his Lu Dort stretch that kept him alive, and he was able to handle it later. Jokic didn't get that in game five. In game six, he did. Jamal had a great game. He had a great stretch from Christian Brown, and obviously Strawweather had a great as well. Yo, y'all just help me a little. Give me a little bit. I can do the rest. I literally can put up 40, 20, and 20. I've done it. Come help me do the rest. I think them dudes know what they're looking at game seven, and that's why I like them. And part of it is the guy you mentioned as well, and the smell coming out that locker room. J-Dub just has to be better, but I don't think he can.
Eddie, what if I told you, came on the radio today and said, and I quote, Rudy Gobert has to save us from Victor Wembanyama. What if I told you?
Now, go ahead and finish.
That this man said, Rudy Gobert is the only thing that can save us against the against Victor Wembanyama.
That's not what I said.
That's what we all heard.
No, hold on.
In the sense of like, he got to poison the well somehow. What is he going to do?
So check
is he going to be better?
Check this out, Eddie. Check this out.
Okay.
He came in worked up over this, by the way. Oh, my God.
It came out 6 months ago, and I just finally finished, I always forget the name, Chase for the Gold, the Netflix show.
Court of Gold.
Oh, Court of Gold, right? And you've probably seen the whole thing. And then, you know, I'm watching the last episode, the championship game. And first, Wembanyama, they got him hugging his mom, and he's crying, right?
Yeah.
And I think about that. I think about how he felt in the All-Star game when his team lost. I was like, this dude, he don't mess around. Like, he want to win everything, right? Like, so that's the first thing that I was like, man, I remember that All-Star. He's tough. So then, you know, they go on, they have Team USA and all this other stuff. And then, like, extra credits in a Marvel movie, the very last scene. Do you remember? All of a sudden, Wimby's talking, and he's still crying. He's like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm working on it. But, you know, I feel sorry for everybody else out there. And then the reporter goes, what do you mean? NBA? Olympics? And he says, everybody. And then it cuts off. And I said, oh, my gosh. Oh, he's going to kill us all. He's going to kill the league. And I said, it's about to be scary. I don't know when he figures it out. But when he does, he's got the total package physically, obviously. But now mentally and emotionally, I see what he's got. And I said, you're going to need a Rudy. You're going to need a Chet Holmgren. You're going to need a 7. 6'10 ain't going to get it done.
He's cushioning it now, but he was like, he doesn't want Anthony Edwards to lose Rudy Gobert.
Look, 6'10 ain't going to get it. Jackson Hayes ain't going to get it done. It's not going to get it done. You need a 7-foot at least to even have a chance with this guy. This guy's about to be a maniac.
Yeah, look, there's little parts of his game. If he figures them out, it's a wrap. There's nothing we can do. We're all getting ready to hand the baton over to Victor Wembanyama. I'm sure of it. And, you know, our last hope is he's like too tall. And what I mean by too tall is, if y'all have seen him in person, it's really hard for him to get in traffic and drive. It's really hard for him to create shots when he has to throw the ball 6 feet down from the air and people can get under it. Besides that, it's a wrap. His floor to start in this league was Rudy Gobert, who scores 20. Well, now he's already Rudy Gobert with a 3-point shot, who scores more than 20. If he becomes better Rudy Gobert, who scores 30, what are we doing? We're we have to find, we need reinforcements. So I'm not sure how Rudy is going to stop him other than sabotage, which I'm all for. I'm a little bit like Kevin seems to be. Like, I have a real disdain for this French national team, and I'm sick of them. But, I mean, that dude's impressive, and obviously hitting in the lottery one more time helps. I've asked a little bit about the Giannis noise. I wouldn't pay too much mind to that. It, just because it works in the trade machine, guys, doesn't mean these teams want to do that or these players want to do it. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. But they're situated now, whether they pick Ace Bailey, whether they pick Dylan Harper, they've got a core, mm-hmm. and they're going to go. Like, I'm kind of happy they're not getting Coop, but I like Ace Bailey more. So I kind of like Dylan Harper more. So if they put that together and go from there, there's no stopping that dude. Hopefully everything's right with his health, but I'm with you. Like, we should be a little scared.
And again, his mind is right. That's the crazy thing. Like,
yeah, nah, he's a super villain, man. Oh. And I done looked around. We don't got a 7'5" kid
I'm saying,
bouncing around the Bay or the South.
Oh, that boy, or that boy in Florida. What's the white guy in Florida? Was he like 7'6"? He couldn't play this year though, but
like 7'7". Yeah, no, that's not gonna help us. That's not gonna do us no good. So, you know, Kevin has spoken about it publicly. It's like the utmost respect for him. I think they have a little bit higher standard than us because they want to see them do superstar stuff before they just start anointing. Mm-hmm. But every guy I've talked to in the league is like, yeah, he's gonna be a problem. He gonna be a problem.
How many texts?
Let me get my coins off now before he start taking them.
How many texts did you get Monday night saying the league is rigged?
I know we're talking to the Sacramento Kings here, but I don't buy it. They're not rigging the league so the San Antonio Spurs can just be monsters. That does not benefit them. The worst rated finals of all time was the Spurs and the Pistons. They don't want this again. I'm all for the new lottery rules. I don't think teams should be rewarded for losing. Mm. And people say, oh, they're not losing on purpose. Yeah, but they're bad. Mm-hmm. You don't reward. This is a competitive multi-billion-dollar league. We don't reward you because you're bad. Be better, and then it will be more plentiful for you. And my retort to all of the chatter is, look at what we're watching right now. We're about to watch the Denver Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder playing in Game 7 with the two MVP finalists, the two favorites. We still don't know who it is because they're so good, it could be either one of them. They got one of them dudes in the second round. That other dude, I think he was 12th, and they traded for him. So, like, there are multiple pathways to put your franchise together. Jamal Murray was like middle of the first round. They went traded for Aaron Gordon. Christian Brown was late first round and they found him and made him better. Russell Westbrook is a free agent signing. Like, there are ways to make great teams. We're looking at the Indiana Pacers, same way. Like, the Cleveland Cavaliers is the number one record in the East. Same thing. They traded for their superstar. They drafted some of the other dudes. They traded for Jared Allen. If you're aggressive and if you know what you're doing, there are good players out there that can be had every year, and you got to go get them. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks are another example. The Knicks ain't built off five superstars choosing them and saying, we're going to be the best team ever because it's New York. No, they drafted some of these dudes. They traded for a bunch of these dudes, and they got Jalen Brunson because they had the foresight to sign Leon Rose to be their president. And the funny part is plan A was Zion. Mm-hmm. plan like C was Jalen Brunson, but they knew what he was there. And even Jalen Brunson's a second rounder. So look, you don't have to go number one and number two and number three every year in the lottery to be a better team. Utah can just be better. They can just be smarter at what they're doing.
Even with the Knicks situation with Jalen Brunson, they signed him. They gave him the money. They thought he was going to be good. Nobody thought he'd be this. Mm-hmm. Like, king of New York, king of maybe the best Knick ever when it's all said and done. They're like, no, he's really good. And he's exceeded those expectations as well.
It's one dude in that building who thought so. Maybe two. Rick Brunson and then Unk. But that's about it. They knew he was a dude, but Dallas let him walk. Yeah. Dallas could have had him for this well-known story. Dallas could have had him for the discount. They said, yo, we're good. We're good here. So, again, there's ways to build your team. I'm not boo-hooing for some of these bad teams. Be better. And what we got, I think, is a better result for the league. We got three teams on the cusp in different ways in Dallas, in San Antonio, and Philly. And now they're going to be better. And they deserve to be better. They all took shots and were aggressive in different ways, and they lost in different ways. And those are the breaks. It just is what it is. What I'm curious about is if any of those teams want to get off that pick. And I'm looking at Philly like, Paul George in the pick looks great for just about anything right now. And he makes a lot of money. What does that turn into? But anyway, the point is, I don't think the league's rigged. And I actually like these lottery rules we got now.
Oh, I love the lottery system, man. It's on point. And I love our Fridays with you, Eddie. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the game this weekend. We appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Sorry I was late, fellas.
No, we good. We good. No, we good, baby.
Let's go. Hey, man, game seven. I need two games seven. No,
we got one. That's all we need. Let's go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you. You look ridiculous. We'll come back. It's final hour of the week here. Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.